series is done by the actuals in the past years. What I went through and went back through QuickBooks on cash basis, because I wanted to see what we actually use, not accrual basis, because the numbers are different. And also, I use the accountant's annual report, audited report, and uses those numbers for the beginning numbers and ending numbers for the years. That was a huge difference from what QuickBooks had. So anyways, that's a lot of the changes that you see in red on the actual numbers, the past mm-hmm. fiscal years. Mm-hmm. So, and there were some changes I did on my proposed budget that I gave you earlier. So anyways,
is it recording?
Yep, it's good. Before I start, any other questions? So general fund resources, estimated revenues for the next fiscal year. Estimated revenues for fiscal year 17-18 is $2,890,420. Like I said, I updated the actuals using the CPA audited reports. So on page 2, you'll see a lot of the red numbers and some of the blue numbers. Everything stayed the same on the proposed budget. There's no changes there. Any comments on page 2? I guess one other thing I just bring up, that I came up, these numbers that I used initially for this budget, I used the actual numbers that we're currently spending this year. And then that was from July 1st, 2016, all the way up to March 30th. And then I just used the previous years from April 1 to the end of the year, fiscal year, and I just added those numbers, so I came up with my best guess. Mm. Yes,
I have a couple of questions.
Yep.
So I believe the board has authorized the sale of some real property, and you've had appraisals done. Does that go into the general fund resources, or is that budgeted, or how does that
happen? I haven't budgeted because the board hasn't actually told me to sell anything yet. They just told me to look for appraisals. We're gonna have an executive meeting on that actually next week.
It's not in the current proposed.
Yeah, it's not in the current proposed. Yeah, because I have no idea what the values are. What's that?
You would do a supplemental.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
All right, and then the auction, that's gonna take place this year.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we have no idea what we're going to make. So when we get that money made, and then we'll have probably a supplemental budget.
Okay, that go to line 19 and 20 then?
Probably line 20 for the auction, right?
Asset mm-hmm. sales be land, and this range is the auction. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or just make a new line item in there to whatever it is.
Well, currently what I see here is that those two line items have a proposed budget of zero.
Correct.
And if something materializes out of that, it would be a positive cash flow.
Yep. Correct. And that's going to make it a little more complicated, because 80% of it goes to IFA, 20% comes to us, so we'll only get 20% of whatever we sell anyway. So.
But it comes into the general fund and then mm-hmm. goes to IFA, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
So is that a calculation based on the new rental rates? Because it's substantially higher than historical.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have actually several new rentals going on that's happening this year towards the end of the fiscal year, and then also renegotiating with BC Fisheries when that dock's finished, which is going to be finished shortly. So yes, all those factor in. All right, moving on. Bill and Whistle Coffee Shop. That was sold to a private sector during fiscal year 15-16, has become a commercial retail revenue source. The only thing different, you see the red pages there, is the historical data. Page 5, the commercial retail. Commercial retail includes all commercial and retail rentals within the port properties. New commercial and retail leases were added to the previous year totals. Estimated resource increased by $154,042. Estimated expenditure is $141,320. Estimated capital outlay for infrastructure is $30,000 for commercial retail buildings. Estimated total expenditure $171,320. So I didn't change any numbers from the proposal that you guys received. I only changed stuff going historical data. Any questions on that one?
Gary, just for consistency, and you can do this on the final, but if you look up at line 4 on the proposed budget, you have a dash. If you look down on line 19, it's blank. So should that be a dash or a zero or whatever consistency?
Yeah.
If you would.
They're actually zeros one way or another, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're good.
Administration Marina. Resources include all moorage, boat, gear storage, and launch fees. Moorage occupancy, even with the loss of docks, is forecasted to drop slightly from the previous year. Poor salmon season last year will continue this year. Standardizing and increasing moorage rates will help compensate for dock loss and poor salmon season. Estimated resource increase by $29,379 from the previous fiscal year to $731,532. Estimated expenditure $844,569. And then I just put in here Schedule A for detailed comparison of wages to prior year's budgets. Then I adjusted the full-time equivalent from 4 to 5. And like usual, I updated the historical data the best that we could.
So, again, one question I have, Gary, on this, and I know we covered it, I just forget. But under this is mainly administration and marina, there's no capital outlay shown here.
Correct.
So the capital outlay would be handled under the
capital
improvement funds.
Correct.
Okay.
If I have something, if there is some special plan that we're going to be doing, then I would put it in the capital outlay. That the port, right now we're getting money from the FEMA and from Oregon State Marine Board, so that's why I put it in the capital projects fund.
Okay, good.
So on your...
So those would be zeros.
Correct.
Yep.
So on your hourly, all of your wages and salaries, what you've proposed as a budget officer, I believe that just has a cost of living increase, is that correct?
Yeah, if you look on page, it's Schedule A. Schedule A is a total of all the enterprises. So Schedule A has a complete total of everything, of all personnel wages.
Sure, because you've got them divided into.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So if you look at page 35, so 35, those wages include a 2.1% increase. It's like cost of living wage increase. So
you have 9 employees that cover the entire operation 7 days a week.
Correct.
I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that everyone receives a review yearly.
They haven't in the past, but I'm starting that.
Very good.
Soon.
So, if you have an employee that has excelled and you give them a review.
When they excel, you don't fire them. You're gone.
What is. I don't know. Maybe I worked in a different business, but. If I had employees that excelled after a year and did their duties and excelled, you compensated them and rewarded them with a pay increase. And there's nothing in the budget for a pay increase.
Well, along that line, then, I would go to line number two and try to come up with another $4,000 for a year-end bonus for that employee if they meet the budget schedule.
I'd like to see a 5% increase across the board for all employees, at least at the manager's discretion, and then of course the board's discretion when they review the manager.
But they have to have money in the budget to do it.
Well, that's why I thought we were meeting, so that...
Well, there is, I got 169,000 change in operating contingency, so if we raise these rates up, you know, another 2.9%, I just subtract some of the money out of the operating contingency. That's what I would do if the board, if this board approves that 5% increase across the board.
And my 5% was in addition to your 2.1.
Wow.
I'm not saying that it has to be used, but I would like to see it there.
For a bonus?
No, not for a bonus. A pay increase. Someone that's worked here 12 months a year.
Based on a review.
Yeah, okay. It's all based on a review. If you have a mediocre employee that's just showing up, eight, leaving at five, you know, you've got to, and doing his job but not excelling and going above and beyond. Mm-hmm. But for those employees, and you usually do have one or two, and I'd like to see them compensated.
So your recommendation, Angie, where would you pull that money from in the other expenses in the budget?
From the overage that Gary has put in there, the 169.
Yeah. Operating contingency.
Thank you.
5% of 625.
31.
Now the five, when you raise it 5%, I don't know if you, would that be in health? It wouldn't be a 5% increase in health care.
No,
workers' comp.
No, it's
so
just
it'd be
the,
a 5%
of
even overtime. You wouldn't. Well, maybe you wouldn't overtime.
The workers' comp would go up too.
It would just be.
It'd be the hourly wage. It would have to apply to overtime. It would also apply proportionately to any other
taxes.
Yeah, taxes are in
six.
Line item six, right.
And that would probably be their Social Security or PERS or whatever they get.
SEP IRA. We have SEP IRA here. We don't have PERS.
Yeah, SEP because it's...
It's simple.
So the only thing you could really back out of that 371 figure would be what? 54? Line 8?
Right. Or line 9. Line 90, 54,777, I wouldn't increase that.
You'd be able to back that out.
Right.
And?
Possibly line 5.
No.
Yeah, line 5 would be increased as well.
Yeah, that because that would be part of the wages. Okay. So.
minus. That equals 568,151 times 5%. So it's going to increase at 28,408.
So 30,000 would come out of your contingency of 160.
Yeah, 169. Which is back on page. Page 25.
Page 25, line 23.
Yeah.
Is there a consensus to do that? Tom, you good for it? Barbara?
So should we have a motion?
I'd be glad to make a motion to increase the payroll budget on Schedule A.
By 28,408.
By 5% for line items 1 through 6 and line 8. So that there is, your workman's comp is going to go up.
No, but line 8 is health care and dental.
No, that's line 9.
It is?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Line, it's line 8 on mine.
It's line 8 on mine, too.
Which you guys have at? A new one?
Depends on what page you're on.
I'm on Schedule A.
Page 35.
Page 35. Oh,
you're looking at back there. Okay.
Yeah, page 35.
Page 35. You said 25 at 30.
That was the other
one. Reappears.
Yeah, I was looking at the Schedule A.
Yeah, Schedule A you want to use because that's the total, the total personnel.
Include where the money's coming from in your motion.
What's coming from the operating contingency.
Thank you.
It's reflected on page 25, line 23.
So the new total line 23 would be 141,348. After subtracting 28,408. Do you have a second?
Which page is that?
Huh?
Which page is
that? That's page 25.
Page 25, line 23.
Anybody want to second that motion?
I'll go ahead and second it.
Okay. Tom?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
All right. Passes. All right. So back to page 8. Any more comments on page 8? All right.
We're good.
Okay. Cold storage. Cold storage business was sold to the private sector fiscal year 2016-17 and has become a commercial retail revenue source. So that's pretty much a straightforward item. There's nothing, no monies. Beachfront RV park. Even with a projected beachfront RV park rate increase, the estimated resource decreased by $44,365 from the previous fiscal year budget. Estimated resource, $545,395. Estimated expenditure, $187,146. Estimated capital outlays, $35,000 for demolition of existing laundromat building and providing a temporary laundromat facility. Estimated total requirements at $222,146. I adjusted the full-time equivalent from 1.0 to 1.5. Corrected line item number 18 from 23,697 to 8,697. The line item 18 total included 15,000 for harbor fire, and also I had a harbor fire listed in line item 12, so I had it doubled.
What is that, Gary?
John might be able to explain it to you better. It's kind of like a, you want to call it a tax or call it a service?
It's the compensation for service for the value of within the port district.
The board approved it last year, so I just carried it over.
For emergency services. Right.
So I just carried it forward this year.
You just threw it in the RV park, even though it covers the whole port.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the port pays that, is that right?
That's correct.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Why are you estimating a decrease in revenue?
That's
the increase rate.
Based on our current books that we're collecting revenues of the beachfront RV park. So currently we're getting less money than the previous year. So
occupancy is down?
I would say so, yes.
Are you comparing it to Jen? You comparing it to the previous years?
I didn't look at that page, I just was, he was reading the cover sheet. I looked previously.
Previous year, this current budget, we had 589,000, so that's where my reduction came from our estimate this current year to what we're currently getting and what my forecast in the rest of the year. I'm just carrying that same number forward for this new fiscal budget.
Right.
Well, I hope we make more money, but I'm just being conservative at this point, what we're making now.
The reason I wanted to do this is where you have your resources up here. So 5, 6, 6.
Okay. All right. Fuel dock. Fuel dock fuel sales and poor salmon seasons remain the same as last year. Estimated resource of 564,761. Estimated expenditure of 484.02. So on this sheet here, I corrected line item number 15 from 9,009 to 7,662. That line item, this current year actually had finance charges for late payments that I took out for my proposed budget. So I took out 1347 because we're not going to have late payment finance charges going forward. That's the only difference on that sheet. The boatyard with the new 50-ton travel lift. The port is expected to haul out more vessels than last year. New rates were established for the travel lift and boatyard activities. The forecast is conservative for the first year back in full operation. I'm estimating $222,240. Estimated expenditure $198,711.
And again, Gary, I think this is a huge improvement for the port moving forward by breaking these things out into separate entities.
Absolutely.
All right. Ice House. Port Ice House business was sold to private sector during the fiscal year 2016-17 and has become a commercial retail revenue source. Land use events. This is the first year after several years of port run events that the port will be leasing out land for private sector organizers to stage their events. Port staff expenditures will be reimbursed by the events. Estimated resource increased by $12,100. Estimated expenditure $2,000. The reason I put expenditure of $2,000 because we do have to do maintenance on the power and the facility, so and the stage and whatnot. So that's just our maintaining what we got. And I adjusted the full-time equivalent from 1 to 0.15. It's fixing that. Equivalent numbers in the past.
I'm not seeing that on my page 20.
Page 20, the equivalent number on the first preceding year, 15-16.
Yeah.
It was, I think I had previously 1.0, and I just corrected the number to 0.15. Over on this, the left-hand column.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got your decimal in the wrong place.
Well, you got it.
0.15.
It's like less than a quarter of a person.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Correct. Okay. Yeah.
But you have an estimated resource increase of 12,100 on the note page.
Yeah. That's on page 2, I believe. It won't show up on my expenditure page.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. Dredging other ports. The state-owned dredge machine was removed from Port of Brooklyn's harbor control during the fiscal year 2016-17. The dredge machine is now being operated by Port of Coos Bay. No expenditures are anticipated. And the only thing I did is updated actuals from QuickBooks. The other thing I did from the previous budget I gave you, I created a new worksheet to have the dredge other ports in a separate sheet then have my totals on all my other requirements.
Yes.
So I make it easier to follow. So on page 23 is where the total requirements come in at. That's just summarizing the total requirements. So the total requirements in general fund is $1,922,748. All right, and then page 24, transfers, total requirements, and operating contingency. So a few things changed on this one. So corrected line item number 18, transfer to bond debt service fund. I originally had $143,132, mm-hmm. and I moved it to $130,120. That's because $13,012 must be reserved each year, so that's always in the fund. So I don't need to transfer $143,132. So reduced it down to $130,120. And then line item 21, I created a new line item for the reserve fund. Then I corrected actuals from the previous years. And then line item 23, the operating contingency, that was increased by $13,012. That's from the bond debt reduction. $1,347 came from the fuel dock finance charge reduction. Extra $15,000 from the harbor fire. And then I removed $100,000 from line item 28, the unappropriated ending fund balance. And then I took out $51,000 from the reserve for the reserve fund. So that left $169,756, but we just reduced it down $28,000 for additional wages.
Wage incentive.
So the ending number, after all those changes, the ending number still comes up with $2,890,420, and that matches the resource back on page 2.
Gary, can you explain total requirements not allocated? What is that?
Total requirements not allocated.
That's line 24.
So line 24, that total there is all your transfers. So that's all your transfers plus your operating contingency, because your operating contingency isn't allocated anywhere. It's kind of, it's floating. So those totals come up to be $967,672.
It's the sum of line 22 plus line 23?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
That's it. That's what makes it look weird.
Yeah. And the name is sort of strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the wonderful.
Because it is allocated.
It is, but it's. I double checked my training manual.
Because Gary and I talked about that.
Yeah.
Because it is hard to understand.
Right.
So when you double checked the manual, what did we determine for line 28?
So line 28, I got the definition of an unappropriated ending fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to put any money in that at this time. I think when the port starts generating more money, because if you put money into that line item, that amount cannot be transferred by resolution or used through a supplemental budget unless necessitated by a qualifying emergency.
That's right.
So right now, I'd rather have operating contingency money where I can use it wherever I need it immediately instead of going through the emergency procedure of getting that money. So that's why I took the money out of there.
So
if
it's all funds are allocated and we have no non-allocated funds, meaning that there's nothing in unappropriated. So the possibility is that at the end of the fiscal year, we could have $0 and no operating contingency for the next fiscal year.
Well, yeah, my operating contingency is at 141 now.
But you already have that allocated. You can spend that, right?
I can. It's easier to spend that money because if
I,
if,
I,
If I do a supplemental budget, I have to do a supplemental budget if I exceed 10% mm-hmm. or 5%. I can't remember now the numbers.
So John's asking is how are you going to get to November 2018 from July?
It's the operating contingency.
He's going to manage it, but he has the full power to manage all the dollars. That's all.
Right. Yeah, if I put dollars in there, then it's locking me in, or I can't touch it. So I'm kind of scared with the money. We just don't have. To me, if we had more money here to use or to save, then I would put money in there because then it's harder to use the money. And I'm kind of afraid if I do put money in there. I mean, the definition is kind of weird though. It says the amount set aside in the budget to use as cash carryover because. It's just carryover to the next year's budget. Yeah. So technically, you can't even use that money unless you have an emergency situation.
No, you would have that. Let's just say you have $50,000 there.
Yeah.
At the end of the fiscal year, you spent all allocated funds. You would have $50,000 July 1st.
Right.
To operate on until you had additional revenue come in. The difference is that only 10% of our revenue is tax money that comes in.
Or less.
Mm-hmm. Probably about 8%.
Yeah.
So the other whatever 92% is generated through everyday operations. So it's not that big of an issue here. If you were fully tax supported, it is a bigger issue because if you spent all your money,
right.
Then how do you get to when taxes are collected in November?
Right.
So based on that, 92% of it is generated, self-generated. We could go. I would go this way, and it does give you more flexibility.
Right. And I noticed the past years they never had money in there. When I looked back to the previous budgets, they never put it. But I would like to put money if this port starts saving money the proper way. I mean, eventually that's where I'll be putting money in there. That way,
locked in,
right?
Okay, yep. All right. I'm favorable with it being this way, and that's my explanation why I'm favorable.
Thank you for explaining that.
That is kind of complicated. And John's about ready to leave. We're almost done, though.
Yeah.
The bond debt service fund, primary source of revenue is transfers from the general fund when available. Forecasted payoff date is November 6, 2030. This is a USDA bond that was started in year 2000 for Basin 1 reconstruction for $2 million. I've got a Schedule B in there for payment schedules for actually all the debts. So that's pretty straightforward. The debt service fund, primary source of revenue is transfers from general fund when available. Majority of the debt service fund includes multiple loans that are under IFA Business Oregon. These loans, original total was $4,710,825. The original quarterly payments, I put this paragraph in to just try to explain everything. It took me 2.5 years to find out. The original quarterly payments were $98,767. Restructuring plan in 2009 reduced those quarterly payments to $62,500. The difference was not tossed away, but is added to the deferred interest that may be forgiven at the end of the term in 2030. At the end of the term, interest amount we're forecasting $3,106,924. And if that's forgiven by the state, the port cannot loan anything for 5 years from IFA. Currently, the port is 8 quarterly payments or $500,000 behind due to the 2011 tsunami. Port is considering selling assets to repay the payments. And the forecast payoff date is March 31st, 2030. Other debt in this debt service fund include a new travel lift, M2 leasing, and Tidewinds. IFA bridge loan will be reimbursed when state lottery bond is received. All right, so any comments, questions on that one?
I like the fact that your actuals are balanced with the current CPA on it.
Cool. Thank you. Capital Projects Fund. This is kind of a little complicated thing, too. So I spelled this out in great detail on this revised budget to you tonight. Mm-hmm. So the resources that are transferred in from general fund is $190,944 cash and $119,080 in labor, materials, and equipment for matching total of $310.24. You see that in line item 5. The next line item is FEMA and Hazard Mitigation Grant Program to repair Basin 1 pilings, approximately $750,000 and $69,791 for boarding dock replacements. That brings up the total of $819,761. That's line item 6. Grant from Oregon State Marine Board for boarding dock replacement, approximately $395,215. And also the lottery fund grant for the dock renovation, approximately $1,480,213. And then Oregon State Marine Board maintenance assistant program, approximately $4,075 for a total of $1,880,213. That's line item 7. So the estimated resource, that's all the grants and the transfers ends, it's going to total $3,009,998. And then, question?
Yeah, if you don't mind. So on 2 here, looking at the cover page 2, the FEMA and HMGP repair to Basin 1, that's not a grant we already have, though, is that correct?
That's not a grant. That's actually FEMA monies to... Okay. To repair the pilings that are damaged,
but we don't have that yet. You're saying you think you'll get it.
We have FEMA. The FEMA portion is already set in stone. Okay. The hazard mitigation grant program, that's in the works, and we're told we're going to get that later this year.
Okay.
So
you're fairly high confidence on this.
Yeah, we're moving forward, and we're getting our permits.
And then the OSMB. Now I'm on. Item 3, OSMB, yep. Boarding dock
now
replacement.
That,
so that, and when you say Basin 1, that's the sport basin,
yes,
where you and I walked.
Correct.
Okay. OSMB boarding dock replacement for $395. That's the
boat launch docks.
Okay.
Correct.
And that you're feeling confident on as well?
I'm hoping. The Oregon State Marine Board's got to go in front of their board, and they got to approve it. I kind of feel pretty good that we're going to get it, but that's why I put it in the budget. I'm hoping we'll get it, and if not, then
then you're not going to do the expenses.
Yeah.
Now, this lottery fund grant for dock renovation, that is the, we have the grant, and we have the IFA bridge loan, and we're anticipating that we'll get paid the grant to pay back the
the current lottery grant bond, it's going to be matured this year, sometime this year. We'll get that money to repay IFA bridge loan.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That didn't count the new one we're trying to get.
That's not counting the new one.
Right. So that's the one that SB 646 is not in here.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I left that out because I don't have, and plus I don't know when we're going to get that money if they do approve it.
Yeah.
So it could be the next fiscal year. So okay. I just left it out completely. So the estimated expenditure for Basin 1 piling project is $1 million. That's what we're kind of estimating. That includes port matching amount. Estimated expenditure, the port matching amount is 25% of the project. So that's why you see the 750 up above,
right.
$250. Estimated expenditure for boarding dock replacement is $525,000, and also MAP at $4,785, which totals the $529,785. That includes port's matching amount. Estimated transfer to debt service to reimburse IFA bridge loan for dock renovation is $1,480,213. So the total estimated expenditure with transfers $3,009,998. That balances it out. And then I adjusted the full-time equivalent from 1.5 to 0.5. I kind of just did that number on my worksheet, but
yep.
Anyways, that's correcting the full-time equivalent. All right, reserve fund. Kind of saying the same thing. This reserve fund was established in Resolution 307 for the future dock maintenance and dock replacements. So I created this. I didn't create it. I just brought it back to life, I guess you can say. So what I did on Schedule C, which is the very last page, Schedule C is everything that we currently own. I took out the ice house cold storage values. I took out everything that we're going to be selling for this budget, because hopefully we sell it for the equipment. So the if you look in the center of it, it's current depreciation value is $391,973. Currently, we're paying about $100,000 more, or on our books, about $100,000 more. So, anyways, and I just put in $1,000 for each line item. I figured that I'm going to start somewhere, and then hopefully in the future, we can actually save better for future replacements of the port.
Yep, it's a good benchmark to get that started.
Mm-hmm.
Depreciation dollars.
All right. Any other comments? Public comments?
I'll make a public comment. You've done a really nice job of putting this together in a very understandable way, and I think it's very realistic. As far as I can tell. And,
great.
Thank you.
I agree.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposed budget by our budget officer, and for us to adopt that as a budget committee budget as discussed and modified and in the couple line items that we had voted on prior to.
I'll second that.
All right, Angie?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
And Roger?
Yes.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you, everybody.
Great job, Gary.
You really did a good job.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
You have to adopt your tax rate at this meeting?
No. That's the next meeting.
Yeah.